She was the new act of the year finalist in 2011. She's performed on Radio 4, ITV and on the Brighton and Edinburgh Fringe. Described by Time Out as divine and talented, she's also the resident compere of her very own comedy club, Comedy Cottage, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a birthday show in 2 days' time. My guest this morning is Sujila Kershi. Hello, Sujila. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. You're performing, well, you have been performing stand-up since 2006.
That's right, yeah.
And you also launched the Comedy Cottage pretty much at the same time. What made you do two things at the same
time?
Well,
yes, the Comedy Cottage hosting, throw myself all into it. It was Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. They were kind of linked because I did a course at the time, and so I did a one-off comedy night at the home cottage to basically showcase my fellow colleagues from the course. And I set it up with one of the girls that was on the course with me. And it was just going to be a one-off night, you know, do something for War Child, a charity close to my heart, I felt really strongly about. And then something compelled me to do the next night, next month, and then another month. And before I know it, we're at 10 years and we've raised loads of money for various different charities, lots for local charities as well. So, yeah, that's where we are.
And you certainly had some longevity, as you say, 10 years. Who's performed at the club over the years?
We've had some big names, haven't you? Yes, we've had so many. I mean, because obviously we've sort of done shows in Reigate as well, so it's split because we've been sort of like a nomadic club when we lost the first venue. And there was a time when I was actually in competition with myself. I was doing comedy in Reigate and in Redhill, and I was like, yep, that made me realise that it's not sustainable to have two clubs at the same time. We've had Russell Kane, Tim Vine, Phil Nichols, Brendan Burns, Lucy Porter, Joe Caulfield. My God, so many names have come through. So many people have gone on to become amazing, big successes. We've had so many because it's been a launch pad for a lot of comics that started out as well. So, yeah, a lot of names have gone through the club.
And Patrick Monaghan, of
Patrick
course.
Monaghan.
He won the ITV show,
yes.
Show Me the Funny, didn't he?
And won a very, very popular act with the Cottagers, as I call our regulars. But yeah, this is an amazing act. And all the comedians have all said how much they love the club because it's such a comedy literate audience. And they've always become, as you've seen, it's almost become self-regulating. In the beginning, I had to kind of groom everyone, you know, turn your mobiles off, don't talk whilst, you know, acts are on. But now the regulars, when new ones come, and if they heckle and things, they look at, we don't do that here, this is our club. So it's lovely. So it's not my club per se. I mean, it always will be. You have to, you know, literally wrench you from my dead fingers to get it off me. But it does belong to everybody, and especially my team, who are amazing. Sue, my God, how could I live without Sue? And Pete, who's been there right from the beginning, who does the sound and creates the atmosphere in the room. And all the lovely volunteers over the years, you know, I will give them all a big shout out this Friday, because really Friday is about them, the team, all the people who've helped to make it grow. And I've never forgotten people's kindness.
As you say, it's a very collaborative thing, and 10 years is a long time. What have been the highs and the lows, Sujila?
Oh, wow. There was a bit of opposition in the beginning from certain factions, but comedy wins every time. You make people laugh, you win them over. There's been amazing highs. There was nights where we had a blackout, I remember, and the show must go on, and it did. So the act who was on update at the time carried on performing in the dark, and I just gave a shout out, any electricians in the house? And somebody said yes, and bless him, he fixed everything. So it really is, it's an interactive thing. I've never known a club like it, and bearing in mind I gig all around the country, where this special community spirit, you know, it's like both parties, both sides are invested in the night. We both want it to work, you know, us wants it to work, the team want it to work, the acts want it to work, and the audience do. So when something goes wrong, we all sort of chip in. It's like a wartime spirit. It's wonderful. I don't know any other club like it.
You've also had blood on your hands, I understand.
I've got blood on my hands, yes. No, because I was saying that it's like blood, sweat and tears have gone into this club. And I was putting up the fabric for this Friday's night. And there's a piece of fabric that I used for the Reigate Club, which I made this whole thing. And I'm not very creative. I can't sew. And I was hammering this fabric in and I cut my finger. So I said, oh my God, somewhere on this fabric, there is blood, my blood, my DNA. And it's like, yes, literally, I have put You know, it has been a lot of hard work. But like I said, I wouldn't have been able to do it without the people who've helped me along the way.
Literally your own print. It's the 10th anniversary of launching the Comedy at the Cottage. How are you going to celebrate this milestone?
Well, this Friday, I've got a very clear idea of how I want the night to go. It literally is. This one is absolutely for the team, for the regulars, for everyone who's helped to be part of that journey for in the past 10 years. It's absolutely for them. So I want everyone to have a great night. You'll get a handmade samosa from me because that used to be the tradition. I don't know if you remember, Annie, when we used to have the anniversary shows. And there was only 50 then. But so I used to make the samosas myself. And so that's going to be full of love. You can take it home with you, little goodie bag.
Can't wait. I'm gonna be starving. I know I'm gonna be. Who's lined up to perform then?
Right, so we have John Ryan, who's amazing, and every act again has a story as a part of the journey of the cottage. Carly Smallman, who's a musical act, as is Ben Champion, another musical act. We've got Juliet Myers, who writes for the Sarah Millican Show. We have Nat Tapley. How can I forget Nat Tapley, who is our resident a topical act? And I think he'll be coming in his guise as Red Hill Donald Trump. And if you don't follow him on Twitter, please do. Red Hill Donald Trump is hilarious. Very, very funny. And I think for the ticket price alone, it's worth just seeing him. And Phil Lucas, of course. Phil Lucas, you'll get to see some interactive stuff with Phil Lucas, who'll be doing stuff on a screen, I think.
So you've got a good lineup. Let's just talk about you, actually, because you've spoken about all the comics that are coming on. But actually, your style is a very interesting one, your brand of humour and style, I should say. Because I always feel you've got a very friendly and inclusive style. You kind of get the whole room to make friends with each other, which is quite unique. And they do get to know each other. And what's clever about your style is that you look very glamorous. You look like you're about to go on a hot date with George Clooney, to be honest. I've upped my game since I've come along to your show. You're very groomed and you're very polished, and you can kind of lull us into thinking it's all going to be very ladylike, and then you'll say something quite risky and we'll do a double take and check you really did say that spicy thing that you said. And it's a very clever trick. Is that very deliberate on your part?
No, it's not. I in fact, it took me years to find my voice, and I think I absolutely know who I am on stage now. I know what I'm about. I know what my voice is, and I didn't realise, you know, you don't, you know, now it sounds like I know that there's warmth, and I now know I can use that to, dare I say it, to manipulate an audience, especially like when I have done solo shows, you know, which are, they do deal with really meaty subjects. And so if I can keep the warmth that still deal with something quite heavy, I think that's quite a powerful thing. So now I like to use my comedy to actually say the things I always wanted to say, but I didn't know how to make them funny. I'm not sure I'm still making them funny, but at least I know what my voice is. But yeah, I mean, it's not deliberate. It's just, everyone has a voice, and it takes them ages to realise what that voice is. And I think it's probably self-awareness, perhaps, that you know who you are on stage, what the audience is thinking of you. So you use that to try and not shock them, but you to twist, subvert stuff to make them laugh.
It's a very unique style. So, Juliet, happy 10th birthday. Have a great show on Friday. And here's to the next 10 years.
Yes, definitely.
That was Sedila Kershi, who runs and performs at Comedy at the Cottage. And if you fancy a great night of comedy, the next comedy night is this Friday, the 25th of March. Or you can go to the show that she's doing on the 29th of April at the Harlequin Theatre in Redhall. And you can call the box office on 01737 276 500. Or you can email Sedila and her team at comic.angels@yahoo.co.uk. I promise you, you'll have a great night out with lots of laughs.